外坤大之音，服务源于聆听，欢迎大家来收听由给达利马拉吉给我们讲的 Krishna 的逍遥时光。现在有请给达利马拉吉。Yes, please.
Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So today we are continuing with the third chapter of Krishna book.
那么今天我们将继续讲 Krishna 故事的第三章。
And of course, the title of that chapter is The Birth of Lord Krishna.
那么第三章的题目是主 Krishna 的出生。
So last time we spoke on part one, and today we will complete the chapter.
那么昨天上一次呢，我们讲了第一部分，今天呢，我们将继续往下讲。
So before we begin, we will chant our invocation mantra.
那么在我们开始之前呢，我们将会念一个 mantra invocation.
So please turn to your Krishna books and you can follow along with me.
所以请大家打开 Krishna 的故事这本书，这样你们可以跟着我一起念。
Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey.Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rakshamam. Krishna Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Rakshamam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna KeshavaKrishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. O Lord Krishna, please protect me and maintain me.
主啊，请保护我并维护我。
O Lord Rama, descendant of King Raghu, please protect me.
主 Rama 呀，马杜王的 ，which Raghu? Sorry.The king of...
I said...
Yeah.
No, I said, O Rama, descendant of King Raghu,
okay.
Please protect me.
Rama 呀、Radu 国王的后裔呀、请来保护我。
O Krishna, O Keshava, killer of the Keshi demon, please protect me.
O Krishna, O Keshava, 杀死 Keshi 魔的人呐、请保护我。
Now our story continues.
好，现在我们继续讲故事。
But one who enters the kingdom of God, the Lord said, is never again obliged to come to the material world.
这个马努国王的说，现在 ，Sorry, I didn't. You are reading the books. I didn't catch up.
No, I'm just speaking.
Okay.
I'm saying, one who enters the kingdom of God, the Lord says, is never again obliged to come to the material world.
Okay. 国王说，一个进入了神的王国的人将不没有必要再回到物质世界。
Therefore, my Lord, I request you to save me from the cruel hands of Kamsa, the son of Ugrasen.
因此主啊，请求你保护我免于这个残酷的 Kamsa 国王的迫害。
I am praying to your lordship to please rescue me from this fearful condition because you are always ready to give protection to your servitors.
主啊，在这个危险的时刻，我祈求得到您的保护，因为你总是随时准备好了要保护我们。
The Lord has confirmed this statement in Bhagavad Gita by assuring Arjuna, you may declare to the world, my devotee shall never be vanquished.
在《博迦梵歌》中 ,Krishna, 向 Arjuna 说让他保证我的奉献者永不毁灭。
While praying to the Lord for rescue, Mother Devaki nonetheless expressed her motherly affection.
那么当这个、向主祈祷的时候呢 Devaki 妈妈呢展示出了她的爱。
I understand that this transcendental form is generally perceived in meditation by the great sages.
我知道你的这个超然的形象总是不断的被伟大的圣人所冥想。
But I am still afraid because as soon as Kamsa understands you have appeared, he might harm you.
但是我仍然害怕，一旦 Kamsa 知道你要来临，他一定会来伤害你的。
So I request for the time being you become invisible to our material eyes.
所以我请求您在目前的情况下让我们物质的眼睛没有办法看到你。
In other words, she requested the Lord to assume the form of an ordinary child.
也就是说换一句话说她请求主以一个普通的孩子的形象显现。
My only cause of fear for my brother Kamsa is due to your appearance.
我最害怕的就是啊，我的兄弟知道了你的诞生。
My Lord Madhusudana, Kamsa may not know that you are already born.
我的主 Madhusudana 呀 ，Kamsa 也许不知道您已经出生了。
Therefore, I request you to conceal this foreign form of your lordship.
因此我请求你隐藏你作为这个主的形象。
That form holds the four symbols of Vishnu, namely the consciousness. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, 这个形象包含了主 Vishnu 的四个特征。
Namely the conch shell,
包括海螺
the disc,
神碟
the club,
大头棒
and the lotus flower.
还有莲花。
My dear Lord, at the end of the annihilation of the cosmic manifestation, you put the whole universe within your abdomen.
主啊，在整个创造的结束的时候，你把整个宇宙带入了你的身体。
Still, by your unalloyed mercy, you have appeared in my womb.
但是呢，因你不可估量的仁慈，你出现在我的子宫中。
I am surprised that you imitate the activities of ordinary human beings just to please your devotee.
我如此惊讶，你仅仅是为了取悦您的奉献者，而模仿了普通受制于灵魂的活动。
On hearing the prayers of Devaki, the Lord replied.
当听到 Devaki 的祷告之后，主回答说
My dear mother, in the millennium of Swayambhuva Manu, my father Vasudeva was living as one of the Prajapatis.
我亲爱的妈妈呀，在 Swayambhuva Manu 的时刻，我的父亲 Vasudeva 他以一个 Prajapati 的身份出现。
His name at that time was Sutapa,And you were his wife named Prishni.
当时他的名字叫 Sutapa, 而您是他的妻子叫 Prishni.
At that time, when Lord Brahma was desiring to increase the population, he requested you to generate offspring.
当时 Brahman 决定繁衍后代的时候，他希望你们能够繁衍后代。
You controlled your senses and performed severe austerities.
你们控制了自己的感官，执行了非常严厉的苦行。
By practicing the breathing exercises of the yoga system, both you and your husband could tolerate all the influences of the material laws.
通过练习呼吸法，瑜伽的这个呼吸法的系统，您和你的妻子两个都超越了物质能量的影响。
There were the rainy season,
在一个雨季的时候
,the onslaught of the wind,
在不断的狂风之中
,and the scorching heat of the sunshine,
同时在炎热的日照之下
You also executed all religious principles.
同时，你们也执行了所有的宗教原则。
In this way, you were able to cleanse your heart and control the influences of the material laws.
就这样，你们清洁了你们的内心，能够抵抗住物质能量的影响。
In executing your austerity, you used to eat only the leaves of the trees which fell to the ground.
当你们苦行的时候，你们只是吃树上落到地下的树叶。
Then with a steady mind and controlled sex drive, you worship me, desiring some wonderful benediction from me.
然后你们以坚定的意念控制住自己的感官，崇拜我，渴望得到特殊的祝福。
Both of you practiced severe austerities for 12,000 years by the calculation of the demigods.
啊，你们两个人都双双都执行了12,000年半神人的苦行。
During that time, your mind was always absorbed in me.
在那段时间，你们的内心时刻专注于我。
When you were executing devotional service and always thinking of me within your heart, I was very much pleased with you.
当你们执行奉爱服务的时候，你们在内心中想着我，我对你们十分的满意。
O sinless mother, your heart is therefore always pure.
因此啊，无罪的母亲啊，您的内心始终是纯洁的。
At that time also, I appeared before you in this form just to fulfill your desire, and I asked you to ask whatever you desired.
在那个时候，我也以这个形象出现在了你的面前，询问您想要什么来满足你的愿望。
At that time, you wished to have me born as your son.
那个时候，你希望能让我以你儿子的身份出生。
I appear to you personally.
我亲自出现在你面前。
You did not ask me for liberation from material bondage.
你并没有问我要摆脱物质的解脱。
Instead, you asked me to become your son.
相反，你让我成为您的儿子。
In other words, to appear in the material world, the Lord selected his mother and father, namely Prishni and Sutapa.
换一句话说，啊，为了在这个物质世界显现，主选择了他的父亲和母亲，名字叫 Sutapa 和 Prishni。
Whenever the Lord comes as a human being, he must have a mother and a father.
无论是任何时候，当主以人类的形象显现的时候，他必须有一个父亲和母亲。
So he selected Prishni and Sutapa perpetually as his mother and father.
所以呢，他就啊选择了 Sutapa 和 Prishni 做他的父亲和母亲。
And on account of this, neither Prishni nor Sutapa could ask the Lord for liberation.
在与此不一样的就是 Sutapa 和 Prishni 他本来可以问主得到解脱。
Liberation is not so important as the transcendental loving service of the Lord.
但是解脱并不如对主做超然的服务那么重要。
The Lord could have awarded Prishni and Sutapa immediate liberation.
主可以立即就赐予 Sutapa 和 Prishni 解脱。
But he preferred to keep them within this material world for his different appearances, as will be explained in the following verses.
但是呢，他却决定让他们继续留在这个物质世界，为他的显现而准备，就如我们下一个诗节将要念到的。
So Prishna and Sutapa received the benediction from the Lord to become his father and mother.
所以 Sutapa 和 Prishni 呢，得到了主的赐福，要做主的父亲和母亲。
Prishna and Sutapa then retired from the activities of austerity and lived as husband and wife in order to beget a child who was the Supreme Lord Himself.
后来这个 Sutapa 和 Prishni 呢停止了苦行的生活，然后过居士的生活的时候呢，他们得到了一个孩子，这孩子就是主本人。
In due course of time, Prishni became pregnant and gave birth to the child.
在合适的时间的时候呢 ，Prishni 她怀孕了，并且生下了一个孩子。
The Lord spoke to Devaki and Vasudeva.
主对 Devaki 和 Vasudeva 说
，At that time, my name was Prishni Garba.
那个时候，我的名字叫 Prishni Garba。
In the next millennium, you took birth as Aditi and Kasyapa, and I became your child of the name Upendra.
在下一世的时候，你们以 Aditi 和 Prishyapa 的形象显现，而我成了你们的儿子 Sujamba. Sorry.
Upendra.
Upendra. Yeah.
At that time, my form was just like a dwarf, and for this reason, I was known as Vamanadeva.
那个时候我的形象就像一个侏儒，所以人们称我为 Vamanadeva.
I gave you the benediction that I would take birth as your son three times.
我给你们的祝福是，我将会做你们的儿子三次。
The first time I was known as Prishni Garba, born of Prishni and Sutapa.
第一次，我的名字叫Prishni Garba, 出生于 Sutapa 和 Prishni 的家庭。
In the next birth, I was Upendra, born of Aditi and Kasyapa.
Kasyapa. 第二次的时候，我的名字叫 Upendra, 出生于 Aditi 和 Kasyapa 的家庭。
And now, for the third time, I am born as Krishna, from you, Devaki and Vasudeva.
现在呢，第三次我以 Krishna 这个身份显现，出生于你 Devaki 和 Vasudeva 的家庭中。
I have appeared in this Vishnu form just to convince you that I am the same Supreme Personality of Godhead again taken birth.
我之所以以这个 Vishnu 的形象出现，只是为了向你们确认我是那一个同样的一个 Vishnu。同样的人，现在再一次以你们的孩子的身份显现。
I could have appeared just like an ordinary child, but in that way you would not have believed that the Supreme Personality of Godhead had taken birth in your womb.
我可以像一个普通的孩子一样显现在你们的面前，但是如果是那样的话，你们可能不会相信是同样一位至尊人格守神再一次出生于你的子宫中。
My dear father and mother, you have therefore raised me many times as your child with great affection and love.
我亲爱的父亲和母亲啊，因此你们曾以极大的爱多次的抚养我。
I am therefore very much pleased and obliged to you.
因此呢，我对你们格外的满意，而且呢，深深的感激你们。
And I assure you that this time you should go back home, back to Godhead, on account of your perfection in your mission.
我向你们保证呢，这一次你们将会回归家园，回归守神。
I know you are very concerned about me and afraid of Kamsa.
我知道你们很担心我，并且害怕 Kamsa。
Therefore,I order you to take me immediately to Gokula and exchange me for the daughter who has just been born to Yashoda.
因此呢，我命令你立即把我带到 Gokula 去，和那里 Yashoda 和 Nanda 所生下的女儿进行交换。
Having spoken thus to his father and mother, the Lord turned himself into an ordinary child in their presence and remained silent.
当向父亲和母亲讲了这一番话之后，主又变成了一个普通孩子的形象，并且不再说话。
Being ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva prepared to take his son from the delivery room.
在接受了主的训示之后 ，Vasudeva 决定要把孩子带到啊带出去。
And exactly at that time, a daughter was born to Nanda and Yashoda.
然后与此同时 ，Nanda 和 Yashoda 生下了一个女儿。
She was Yoga Maya, the internal potency of the Lord.
她就是 Yoga Maya, 主的内在能量。
Yoga Maya spread her influence.
Yoga Maya 是主的外在能量，他就展示了他的力量。
First of all, the residents of Kamsa's palace, especially the doorkeepers, were overwhelmed with deep sleep.
首先是 Kamsa 所有的士兵，特别是那个看门口的，都沉沉的睡着了。
Next.All the palace doors opened, although they were barred and shackled with iron chains.
第二步，所有的门全部都打开了，包括所有的脚铐和手上的锁链。
The night was very dark, but as soon as Vasudeva took Krishna on his lap and went out, he could see everything just as in the sunlight.
当时还在深夜，但是一当 Vasudeva 抱着孩子走出监狱的时候，他立即让天地通明，就像白天一样。
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that Krishna is just like sunlight, and that wherever there is Krishna, the illusory energy which is compared to darkness cannot remain.
在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 中说 ，Krishna 就好像白天一样。当他显现的时候，黑暗立即消失了。
When Vasudeva was carrying Krishna, the darkness of night disappeared.
当 Vasudeva 抱起 Krishna 向外走的时候，黑暗的晚上的黑暗就消失了。
All the prison doors automatically opened.
所有监狱的大门全都自动打开了。
At the same time, there was thunder in the sky and severe rainfall.
与此同时呢，天上下了雷阵雨，大雨，雷雨。
Vasudeva was carrying his son Krishna in the falling rain.
Vasudeva 在大雨中抱着他的儿子 Krishna 往前走。
Then Lord Sesha, in the shape of a serpent, spread his hood over the head of Vasudeva so that he would not be hampered by the rainfall.
于是祖先下就把他的蛇的头棚遮挡在瓦苏迪瓦的头顶上，令他们不会被雨淋着。
Vasudeva came onto the bank of the Jamuna and saw that the water of the Jamuna was roaring with waves.
当瓦苏迪瓦来到亚穆纳河边的时候，他看到亚穆纳河水翻涌。
The whole Jamuna was full of foam.
整个亚穆纳河水都泛滥起来。
Still, in that furious feature, the river gave passage to Vasudeva to cross, just as the great Indian Ocean gave a path to Lord Rama when he was bridging over the Gulf.
仍然奇迹显现了，这个河水为 Vasudeva 让开了一条道路，令他能够走过去，正如在之前印度洋曾经为主 Rama 让开道路，令他能走过。
In this way, Vasudeva crossed the river Jamuna.
就这样 ,Vasudeva 走过了亚穆纳河。
On the other side, he went to the place of Nanda Maharaj, situated in Gokul, where he saw that all the cowherd men were fast asleep.
然后当他跨过亚穆纳河另外一边的时候，来到了哥古拉的南达大军的家中，所有的牧牛人都已经睡着了。
He took the opportunity to silently enter the house of Yashoda, and without difficulty exchanged his son for the baby girl newly born there.
然后他利用这个机会，悄悄地进入到亚苏达的房间。在别人众人不知道的情况下，将自己的儿子与亚苏达的女儿进行了交换。
Then after entering the house very silently and exchanging the boy for the girl, he returned to the prison of Kamsa and silently put the girl on the lap of Devaki.
然后呢，就是这样安静地进入亚苏达的房间，把孩子交换之后，他又抱着孩子回到康萨的监狱，悄悄地把这个婴儿放在了 Devaki 的怀中。
He again clamped the shackles on himself so that Kamsa could not recognize that so many things had happened.
然后他又为自己戴上镣铐，让 Kamsa 不知道曾经发生了什么。
Mother Yashoda understood that a child had been born to her, but because she was very tired from the labor of childbirth, she fell fast asleep.
Yashoda 妈妈知道自己生了一个孩子，但是因为她是如此的疲惫，她立刻就睡着了。
When she awoke, she could not remember whether she had given birth to a male or a female child.
当她再次醒过来的时候，她记不起自己生下的是一个男孩子还是一个女孩。
So now, this actually, ends the chapter.
这样呢，实际上已经结束了这一章的内容。
But there are now some points, of clarification that I would like to make, on chapters 2 and 3.
现在呢，我想就针对第二章和第三章做一些解释。
It will give us some background and understand more deeply about, what Prabhupada has written here.
我会讲一些背景，让我们能够更深刻的理解帕布帕德在这书中所描述的内容。
So first, some points from the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto.
首先呢，是一些从《僧典薄伽瓦谈》第十篇中引述的内容。
So there it's mentioned that Kamsa in his previous birth was named Kalanimi.
这里面提到这个 Kamsa 在他的前一生，他的名字叫 Kalamini.
And he had 6 sons.
他有六个儿子。
They were named Hamsa.
他们的名字叫 Hamsa.
Suvikrama.
Suvikrama.
Kratta.
Hatta.
Damana.
Damana.
Vipurmardana.
Vipurmardana.
And Krodahanta.
还有 Kunahanta.
They were known as the Sadgarbhas or 6 Garbhas.
他们被命名为六位神 Garbhas.
You didn't say the Sadgarbhas.
他们被命名为 Sadgarbhas. Garbhas was the meaning again, sorry.
Well, Sat-Sat-Garbha means 6 Garbhas.
Sat-Garbha 的意思就是六位 Garbhas.
Or you can say 6 offspring or 6 sons.
或者说六子被命名为六子。
So they were all equally powerful and expert in military affairs.
他们六位这六个儿子都同样的非常强有力，而且精通各种神秘的力量。
These Satgarbhas gave up their association of Hiranyakashipu, their grandfather.
这六个孩子呢，他们没有和他们的祖父 Hiranyakashipu 联谊。
And they underwent great austerities to satisfy Lord Brahma.
而他们呢，做了极大的苦行。去满足主 Brahma.
He agreed to give them whatever benediction they might desire.
然后 Brahma 答应给他们任何所想要的赐福。
He gave them the blessing that they would not be killed by any demigod.
那他们给他的赐福就是他们将不会被任何半神人所杀。
Or, Maharoga.
或者是任何 Maharoga 也杀不了他们。
Yaksha
啊，食人魔 Yaksha 也不能杀掉他们。
Gandharvapati
还有 Gandharvapati
Siddha
Siddha
Charana
Charana 等等
or human being
或者是人类都不能够把他们杀死。
Nor would they be killed by great sages who are perfect in their penances and austerities.
通过他们完美的忏悔苦行，也不会有圣人可以能够杀死他们。
Brahma understood their purpose and fulfilled their desire.
Brahma 明白了他们的目的，因此啊，满足了他们的愿望。
But when Hiranyakashipu came to know of these events, he was very angry at his grandsons.
当 Hiranyakashipu 知道这个事情的时候呢，他对他的孙子非常的愤怒。
He said, "You have given up my association and have gone to worship Lord Brahma."
他说：“你们不和我联谊，却崇拜 Brahma， 得到他的祝福。
Therefore, I have no longer have any affection for you.
因此呢，我对你们再也没有任何的怜爱。
You have tried to save yourselves from the hands of the demigods, but I curse you.
你们企图摆脱半神人的啊杀戮，但是我要诅咒你们。
Your father will take birth as Kamsa and kill all of you because you will take births as sons of Devaki.
你的父亲将会投生。啊，为康萨，而他会杀掉你们所有的人，因为你们将会出生在瓦苏德瓦和德瓦基的啊家庭中。
Therefore, the grandsons of Hiranyakashipu had to take birth from the womb of Devaki and be killed by Kamsa, although he was previously their father.
因此呢，这六个儿子呢，最后呢就投生在。Devaki 出生于 Devaki 的子宫中，并且被 Kamsa 所杀。尽管 Kamsa 在前一生是他们的父亲。
So this is why the first six sons of Devaki were killed by Kamsa.
这就是为什么前面的六个儿子被 Kamsa 所杀的原因。
Now, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary on the sixth canto.Has also offered some very interesting points.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 在这个《博迦瓦坦》第十篇的评注中也提出了非常有趣的观点。
So he says that Marichi can be considered an incarnation of the mind.
他说这个 Marichi 可以当作是啊 Maya 的一个化身。
I said, can be considered an incarnation of the mind.
Mind, okay. 可以被当作是心意的一个化身。
Marichi's six children are the six objects of the senses.
Marichi 的六个儿子代表的是六种感官的对象。
These are sound.
啊，他们啊，比如说太阳。
Touch.
Touch. 啊，它哦，声音和触碰。
Form.
还有形象。
Taste.
啊，触觉就是啊，滋味。
Smell.
啊，嗅觉。
And thought.
And what?
Thought.
哦，还有思想。
Since Devaki possesses the power to make the Lord appear, she can be considered the incarnation of Bhakti.
那么 Devaki 既然有能力令主从他那里出生出来，因此他可以被认为是奉爱的化身。
Kamsa can be considered the incarnation of fear.
Kamsa 呢，可以当作是恐惧的化身。
So just as fear of the material world removes the six sense objects from the womb of bhakti, so Kamsa destroyed the six children of Devaki.
正如这个世间的恐惧令啊，可以把我们奉爱中的六种感官移除掉，所以呢 Kamsa 杀掉了从 Yashoda 母亲子宫中出生的六个儿子。
Krishna Prema is represented by intense service to the Lord.
Krishna Prema 它就是由对主的非常真诚而专注的服务所代表。
It appears in the womb of bhakti after the desire for sense objects is destroyed.
只有当这个感官的对象被清除掉之后，它才出现在亚苏达母亲的子宫中，那不 Devaki 的子宫中， Bhakti 的子宫中。
Similarly, Ananta is the personified form of service to the Lord.
类似的 Ananta 呢代表的是对主的一个对主服务的一个化身。
He therefore appeared as the seventh child of Devaki.
因此呢他以主的他以 Devaki 的第七个儿子的身份显现。
Shri Krishna himself appears after Prema Bhakti appears.
当 Krishna 显现的时候就象征着Prema Bhakti 出现了。
So Bhagavan himself appeared as the eighth child of Devaki after Sesha or Ananta appeared.
所以呢这个 Bhagavan 至尊的薄伽梵本人呢，他是在 Ananda 显现之后他才以第八个儿子的身份显现。
So that gives us another interesting type of view on some of the aspects of the different children that were that had taken birth from Devaki.
所以呢这里呢就是从一个特殊的角度让我们来解读 Devaki 生下这几个孩子所包含的这个含义。
So now we'll discuss another interesting point.
那么现在呢我们再继续探讨另外一个很有趣的话题。
For some persons, there is a mystery surrounding Krishna's birth.
对一些人来说 ,Krishna 的诞生是非常神秘的。
Many residents of Mathura believe that Lord Krishna appeared in Mathura.
有一些马图拉的许多马图拉的居民他们相信主是出生在马图拉的。
However, the residents of Vrindavan know he was born in Braja in Gokul.
与此同时呢 Vrindavan 的居民认为 Krishna, 他们都知道 Krishna 出生在 Gokul.
Yet, somehow, Srimad Bhagavatam states that Lord Krishna appeared in the prison house of Kamsa in Mathura as a son of Vasudeva and Devaki.
但是呢出于某种原因薄伽瓦他里面描述 Krishna 是出生在 Mathura 在 Kamsa 的监狱里与 Devaki 的儿子的身份出生的。
Thereafter he was carried by Vasudeva to Gokul.
然后呢是由 Vasudeva 把他送到了 Gokul。
He was to be taken as their son by Nanda and Yashoda in exchange for Yashoda's newborn daughter Yogamaya.
当时呢Vasudeva 是抱着这个出生的儿子去与同样是刚刚生出来的 Nanda 和 Yashoda 的女儿进行交换。
So now how to solve this mystery?
如何去理解这一切呢？
Some think that Krishna was born in Mathura. Others are sure that he was born in Gokul.
有的人说 Krishna 是出生在 Mathura, 但是又有人说 Krishna 出生在 Gokul.
So now we have to look at Srimad Bhagavatam more closely.
那么现在呢，我们要更加深入的 去阅读圣典博迦瓦坛。
At the beginning of the 10th canto, chapter 5, there's an interesting passage.
那么在第十篇第五章的圣典博迦瓦坛有一个非常有趣的诗节。
It says, when Lord Krishna appeared as his son, Nanda Maharaj was overwhelmed with jubilation.
里面描述说当 Krishna 以儿子的身份出现的诞生的时候这个Vasudeva 他就被他身上发出的这个耀眼的光芒感觉到很刺眼。
Then Nanda Maharaj arranged to have the Vedic birth ceremony, Jata Karma, celebrated for his newborn child.
然后南达大君呢他也安排了一个伟大的仪式来给自己的新生儿去做庆祝。
The Jata Karma ceremony can take place when the umbilical cord connecting the child and the placenta is cut.
这样的仪式呢就是要来揭示这个孩子的身份。
Do you understand that point?
No, I didn't catch.
Well, do you know that when the child is in the womb, the child is connected through a tube, right? To the mother.
Yes.
So when the child is born and comes out,
yes.
then they have to cut that tube.
Yes.
Right?They have to cut that too. So that's what I'm saying. So this ceremony called the Jata Karma ceremony can take place only after this the cord has been cut.
所以这一个伟大仪式呢它必须是在孩子的这个脐带被割掉的时候才能够进行庆祝的。
However, since Krishna was brought by Vasudeva to the house of Nanda Maharaj, where was the chance for this to happen?
那么既然 Krishna 是由 Vasudeva 带到这个南达大君的家中的，那么他怎么可能又在这个仪式中割断他的脐带呢？
So now, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and other authorities cite evidence from various shastras that Krishna actually took birth as the son of Yashoda before the birth of Yogamaya.
然后呢，根据这个 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 还有其他伟大圣人的评注中所说，实际上 Krishna 他在亚苏达妈妈生出这个 Yogamaya 之前，他就已经出生了。他出生在 Yogamaya 之前。
Yogamaya is therefore described as the Lord's younger sister.
因此 Yogamaya 又被称为是主的妹妹。
So as Yogamaya was born from Yashoda and Braja, so Lord Krishna must have been too.
既然 Yogamaya 是出生在这个 Braja 之地，因此 Krishna 肯定也是出生在 Braja 之地。
Therefore, Srila Prabhupada comments that when Vishnu or Krishna took birth from Devaki in Mathura, he must have simultaneously taken birth from Yashoda in Braja also.
因此帕布帕德的评注就是说当主 Vishnu Krishna 出生在 Mathura 的时候肯定与此同时他也出生在了 Gokula, 亚苏达和南达的家中。
Otherwise, how could Yogamaya have been called Anuja, the Lord's younger sister?
否则，怎么能把 Yogamaya 叫做 Anuja, 就是主的妹妹呢？
So Srila Prabhupada writes further.
然后 Srila Prabhupada 继续说。
He says, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur discusses that Krishna appeared simultaneously as the son of Devaki and as the son of Yashoda,along with the spiritual energy Yogamaya.
所以帕帕的评注说虽然 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 说实际上 Krishna 他是同时 出生与以这个 Devaki 的儿子出生在马朱拉，也是同时与南达大军的儿子 Krishna 也同时与这个 Yogamaya 三位是同时出生的。
As a son of Devaki, he first appeared as Vishnu. And because Vasudeva was not in a position of pure affection for Krishna, Vasudeva worshipped his son as Lord Vishnu.
那么当主以 Vasudeva 的以这个 Devaki 的儿子身份出现的时候呢，生出来的是 Vishnu， 因为 Vasudeva 并没有培养起那种对至尊人格的那个爱，所以出现的是主 Vishnu。
Yashoda, however, pleased her son Krishna without understanding his godhood.
而 Yashoda 呢，他是如此的爱着 Krishna， 他是以一种不知道他是神的这样的一种情感下去爱 Krishna 的。
That is the difference between Krishna as the son of Yashoda and as the son of Devaki.
因此 ，Yashoda 的儿子这个 Krishna。和 Devaki 的儿子 Krishna 不是一样的。
The Vishnu who appeared in Mathura is Vasudeva Krishna, fully grown with four hands and long hair and so many ornaments and symbols of Vishnu.
那么出生在 Mathura, Kamsa 监狱中的那一个 Vishnu, 他的名字叫 Vasudeva Krishna, 他出生的时候显示出四个手。而且还戴着皇冠，头上长满了长发。
A lord who took birth in Braja is the original Krishna with two hands.
而主出生在 Braja 的时候呢，是最原本的 Krishna 形象，他是双臂形象。
When Vasudeva and Devaki prayed to Vishnu as the supreme personality of Godhead to become like a human baby, the original Krishna immediately came to Mathura from Gokula and absorbed the four-handed Vasudeva into himself.
当 Devaki 祈求，当 Devaki 当 Devaki Devaki 和 Vasudeva 祈求主 Vishnu 以一个两臂的形象显现的时候呢，在 Braja 出生的原本的这个 Krishna 立即进入到了这个。Vasudeva Krishna 的身体内融合为一。
Later, when Kamsa tried to kill Yogamaya, she slipped upward and assumed the form of the goddess Durga.
之后呢，当 Kamsa 企图杀掉 Yogamaya 的时候呢，他展现出了一个 Durga 女神的形象，从他的手中跳了出去。
She clearly told him.The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has been your enemy from the very beginning and will certainly kill you, has already taken his birth somewhere else.
那非常清楚地告诉 Kamsa 说，至尊人格守神，那位注定要杀死你的那位人，他已经在某一个地方出生了。
Further evidence that Krishna took birth in Braja comes later in the 10th canto in the Songs of the Gopis.
那么后面呢，在圣典博迦瓦坛中描述牧牛姑娘的歌中，也证明了主 Krishna 是出生在 Braja。
There, Sukadeva Goswami completely forgets himself.
那个时候 ，Sukadeva Goswami 完全的忘记了自己。
Sukadeva Goswami wanted to encourage Maharaj Pariksit that Krishna was the son of Vasudeva.
Sukadeva Goswami 他想告诉这个 Pariksit 大军说 Krishna 实际上他是 Vasudeva 的儿子。
That is because Vasudeva was Kunti's brother and Kunti was Arjuna's mother and Pariksit's grandmother.
It's a bit complicated. 因为Vasudeva 是 Kunti 的皇后的哥哥。而 Kunti 呢是 Arjuna 的妈妈
Arjuna, Yes And Pariksha's great-grandmother
她也是这个巴利士大军的祖母
So thus, to please Maharaj Parikshit, Sukadeva Goswami tried to suppress the fact that Krishna actually took birth as the son of Vasudeva in Braja.
Vasudeva in Braja?
No. As I said,
yeah.
To please Maharaj Parikshit, Sukadeva Goswami tried to hide the fact that Krishna actually took birth as the son of Yashoda in Braja.
Okay. Sukadeva Goswami 呢，他为了要取悦这个巴力士大君，他要告诉他说，实际上 Krishna 啊，所以他想向巴力士大君隐瞒这个事实，那就是 Krishna 实际上他是出生在 Braja 的亚苏达妈妈的子宫中。
But in the ecstasy of the gopis and separation from Krishna, he forgot himself and cried, "O beloved Krishna, your birth in the land of Braja has made it exceedingly glorious."
但是当这个 Sukadeva Goswami 啊，以这个牧牛姑娘的身份啊出现的时候呢，他忘记了这一切，他情不自禁的在唱着说：“哦，主 Krishna 呢？”你所出生的这个 Braja 之地啊，是如此的神圣。
Thus, the goddess of fortune always resides there.
啊，因此呢，幸运女神总是居住在那个地方。
It is only for your sake that we, your devoted servants, maintain our lives.
啊，完全是因为你的原因，我们呢，才保留着我们的生命。
We have been searching everywhere for you, so please show yourself to us.
我们已经在所有的地方寻找过你了，所以请你向我们展现自己吧。
Thus the truth came out.
Thus the truth came out. Sorry.
No. I said thus the truth came out.
Okay, okay. 就这样呢，这个真相就揭露了出来。I guess that.
So by closely studying the text of Srimad Bhagavatam under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada and other acharyas, the mystery is solved.
所以呢，在希拉帕布帕德还有所有其他的伟大圣人的这个训示中呢，这一个有关出生的神秘的这个面纱就揭开了。
Lord Brahma, the first guru in the siblic succession, confirms.What the other authorities have stated.
主 Brahma, 我们这个传承中的第一个咕噜，他也肯定了所有其他圣人所说的话。
In his prayers to Lord Krishna, he addresses him as the son of king, as the son of the king of the cowherds, the son of Maharaj Nanda.
在他向主 Krishna 的祷告中，他赞美 Krishna 是牧牛人国王的儿子。
He says, O son of the king of, O son of the king of the cowherds, your beautiful body is dark blue like a new cloud.
他赞美说，哦，美丽的牧牛人之王的儿子啊，你的身体，你的肤色就像雨云的颜色。
Your garment is brilliant like lightning.
你身上的断绸就像雷电一样闪光。
The beauty of your face is enhanced by your gunja earrings.
你美丽的脸庞，因为你的耳坠，美丽的耳坠而显得，哦，你美丽的脸庞令得你的耳坠显得更加的漂亮。
And also by the peacock feather on your head.
同时呢，也因为你头上戴着的孔雀羽毛而显得如此的美丽。
Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sikshastika number 5 also addresses Krishna as the son of Maharaj Nanda.
同样的，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在他的八训规中的第五条也称主 Krishna 是南达之子。
He refers to Krishna as Nanda Tanuja.
他把 Krishna 称为 Nanda Tanuja.
So literally, this means, Ja means born.
Ja 的意思就是出生的意思。
From the body, Tanu of Nanda.
啊，他就是在 Tanu 的身体中出生，就是 Nanda。
And therefore he prays, O my Lord, O son of Maharaj Nanda, I am your eternal servant.
因此他在训诲中说南达大君之子 Krishna 呀，我是您永恒的仆人。
And at the end of the last chapter of the 10th canto, Sukadeva Goswami refers to Krishna as Devaki Janma Badaha.
Okay. Yeah. 那么在四点波迦瓦坛第十篇的最后一章中呢，Sukadeva 把 Krishna 称为 Devaki Janma Vadaha.
Yeah, which means known as the son of Devaki.
也就是他的意思就是说，人们把他称作是 Devaki 的儿子。
So in Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada explains.The devotees understand that actually Krishna was the son of Mother Yashoda.
所以在 Krishna 的故事中，帕布帕德解释说，实际上奉献者们都知道 Krishna 是 Nanda 和 Yashoda 的儿子。
Although Krishna first of all appeared as the son of Devaki, he immediately transferred himself to the lap of Mother Yashoda.
虽然 Krishna看起来好像是出生在 Devaki 的子宫中，但实际上他立即来到了 Yashoda 妈妈的怀里。
His childhood pastimes were blissfully enjoyed by Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj.
他童年的逍遥时光令得南达大君和 Yashoda 妈妈充满了喜悦。
This fact was also admitted by Vasudev himself.When he met Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda at Kurukshetra.
那么这个事实呢，也是当 Vasudeva 和 Nanda 大君和 Yashoda 妈妈在库卢之野战场上见面的时候，由 Vasudeva 揭示出来。
He admitted that Krishna and Balaram were actually the sons of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj.
所以他说，实际上 Krishna 和 Balarama 呢。他是 Yashoda 和 Nanda 大君的儿子。
Krishna is Devaki Janma Vadaha because although he is born as the son of Devaki, actually he is not.
所以 Krishna 的名字叫 Devaki Janma Vadaha， 也就是说，虽然人们以为他是 Devaki 的儿子，实际上他不是。
Factually, he is the son of Mother Yashoda.
实际上他是 Yashoda 妈妈的儿子。
Or, he is the all-pervading super soul, the supreme personality of Godhead, who has no mother or father.
或者说他是一个至尊的无所不在的超灵，他并没有真正的父亲和母亲。
In any case, we should never think that Lord Krishna was conceived or born like an ordinary human being.
无论如何我们都不应该认为 Krishna 的出生和普通孩子的出生是一样的。
He is always transcendental and supreme, and he manifests himself by his internal potency.
他总是超然而超越一切，他与他完全的内在的能量展现自己。
Because he wanted to appear like a cowherd boy, his internal potency arranged his apparent birth in Braja.
因为他想以一个牧牛童的身份显现，于是他的内在能量就在 Braja 这个地方给他做出了周密的安排。
Otherwise, the Lord is unborn and eternal with no beginning and no end.
否则主他是未经出生，没有始也没有终的。
So just as Brahma is described as the father of Varaha Dev,
正如 Brahma 描述说他的父亲是 Varaha Dev，
And this was because Lord Krishna appeared as Varaha from the nostril of Lord Brahma.
那是因为主 Krishna 以 Varaha 的形象从 Brahma 的鼻孔中诞生出来。
So in a similar way, Nanda and Yashoda are known to be the father and mother of Krishna when he appears in his original form in Braja.
因此呢当 Krishna 与他原本的形象出生在 Braja 的时候呢我们都知道 Nanda 和 Yashoda 就是他的父母。
So now, in conclusion, there is one nice verse from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion.
那么在这个奉爱的甘露中有一个总结性的诗节是这样描述的。
So there it is said that Lord Krishna is perfect in Dwarka.
他说啊，主 Krishna 在 Dwarka 是完美的。
He is more perfect in Mathura.
但是呢，在 Mathura 他更完美。
And he is most perfect in Vrindavan.
然后呢，在 Vrindavan 他是最完美的。
Thus we prefer to worship Krishna in Vrindavan from beginning to end.
那么因此呢我们就这样从此至终不断地去崇拜 Vrindavan 的 Krishna.
So now this is the end of our class.
好我们今天的讲课呢就到此结束。
So as you have heard, we have made some very interesting points from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, also some points from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and finally some points about Krishna's birth.
Yes. 所以大家都知道啊，我们这一章呢，讲述了一些圣典薄伽瓦坛第十篇的这个内容。也引述了一些 Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur 的评注来讲述 Krishna 的出生。
So I suggest the devotees listen to this several times so that they can grasp these points and it will make them more deeply understand the third chapter of the Krishna book.
因此呢我建议奉献者们呢仔细的聆听这一堂课多听几次这样的话呢我们能够完全的理解这个第三章所讲的有关 Krishna 出生的内容。
All of this is very, wonderful information.
所有这一切信息都是非常美妙的。
And it will allow us to think of Krishna from many different angles of vision.
因为它让我们能够从许多不同的角度来想到 Krishna.
And we should always remember that the goal of this hearing and chanting about Krishna is to remember him.
我们一直要不断地记住我们聆听唱诵 Krishna 的目的是为了要记住 Krishna.
So the more we hear and chant,the more we'll be able to remember.
因此我们更多的聆听和唱诵我们就能够越多的记住 Krishna.
And that's what Krishna consciousness is all about.
这就是 Krishna 直觉的一切了。
To be able to remember Krishna always.
啊，要能够在所有的时刻永远记住 Krishna.
The perfection of our lives will beIf we can remember Krishna 24 hours a day.
我们人生的完美就是我们能够24个小时不断地记住 Krishna.
So, I'd like to thank Gaudiya Prabhu for his translation.
好，要谢谢 Gaudiya Prabhu 的翻译。
And I'd like to thank again,Shakshi Gopal Charan Prabhu for facilitating our class.
也非常感谢 Shakshi Gopal Charan Prabhu 为我们这个课提供的支持。
I'd like to thank all of you for listening.
也要感谢你们所有人专心的聆听。
Next class will begin chapter 4. Kamsa begins his persecutions.
那么下一节课我们将要讲到第四章 Kamsa 开始展开了残酷的迫害。
So there are many interesting points.
那里面还有非常多有趣的观点。
So let us churn the ocean of Krishna more and more.
因此让我们越来越多的搅拌 Krishna 的信息的海洋。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.Thank you, Maharaj. 没有问题吗？维昆特之音服务源于聆听，非常感谢大家的聆听。今天 Maharaj 的讲课到此结束，谢谢。